anniversary over your lives will be broken. Amongst those of you that are here, there are about two of you, and your life have been characterized by consistent foolish decisions. You've been making it consistently. But today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that stronghold is broken. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the light of God shine into your life. Amen. Let there be transformation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So that woman that is carrying that yoke, the Bible said, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. In the spirit of unity and consciousness of the oil that flows from the head of Christ down to his body, which is present here right now, we fetch from that oil and we break that yoke. Amen. We are conscious that when we dwell together in unity, there is the oil. There is the oil. It is here. It is not anybody that prayed it. It's scriptures that declared it. We're just conscious that it is here. So we fetch from that oil. Amen. And we command strongholds of cancer to be broken. Amen. Demonic weights and yokes to be broken. You come into a new place of expression in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I believe tomorrow we'll have more time. Let's see how the Lord will lead us today to probably minister one-on-one to some of us. Some of us might need counseling. At times, prayer is not enough. You might just need to get a personal wisdom and instruction that will help you. Can we celebrate God's servants? Celebrate grace. Celebrate beauty. Celebrate elegance. Celebrate fire. Hallelujah. I stand on the existing protocol so that we don't break the atmosphere and take time. I want us to celebrate and honor God's servant. Please celebrate my brother. Hallelujah. Celebrate him. I want to honor my husband for the privilege to be able to do what I do. I will usually say that not many men can marry this kind of woman because I've been doing this all my life, and itinerant ministry is a huge part of my life, back to back on travels. And the Lord has just given me a man that loves me enough to be able to release me to the body of Christ. And I honor him, honor my children. I'm here with one of my pastors, Pastor Jennifer, and the entire team. Remnant Christian Network, thank you for having me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can see some of you are looking, you've not heard me. And you know how you enter a place, they are weighing you. They are trying to size you up. Like this one when mama brings so where she come from. Marekasu Yaneka Liadosia. Interpret their tongues. Rakosh Dalabrados Intalia. Can you greet your sister in tongues? It's our language. Rabakasiadi. Legredosaya. Shati Kalados. Intelia. Tell her, interpret it for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I have a lot to do in an hour. I know beyond a shadow of doubt that our lives will be transformed. We have prayed. I know you have prayed. We have prayed. We have all prayed. Hallelujah. And God is not deaf and he's not dumb. He has answered us. So the power of God is already here. We are conscious of it. The devil cannot tell us otherwise. We open our hearts to receive it. We call the things that are not as though they were. We declare that this weekend is a transformative weekend. We declare that destinies will be changed this weekend. We declare that lives will be altered this weekend. There will be massive shifts in the lives of the people in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that the barren will become fruitful by the power of the Holy Ghost.
We declare that demonic strongholds will be shattered in the name of Jesus. We declare that the singles will be married and children will surround the tables of people in the name of Jesus. We are women of faith. We believe in the word of God. We call the things that are not. We create our reality. We don't wait for the adversary. That is wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to fetch the dimensions of God and call forth what should play in your life. And so we landscape in the realm of the spirit and we declare that this weekend is a weekend of power. This weekend is a transformative weekend. This weekend there will be massive shifts. This weekend angels are dispatched to cause things to be done speedily. Can I hear a believing amen? Please be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I came with, I'm a writer, I have a number of books, but I came with just one. And if I have the time tomorrow, I would personally sign for those that will purchase. I just came with this. She, the power of a prophetic woman. I don't write books as it were. I receive books. Every book I have written have come through an encounter. For some, it was literal. Maybe if I have time tomorrow, I will tell you the journey of this book. But grab a copy. Everything was written by instruction. The Lord will highlight, write this about this, leave it. Write this about that, leave it. It will bless you. I will say one or two things from here as we proceed. Thank you, Ma, for having me. And you are beautiful. You are. We are many. The anatomy of a wise woman. My first 20 minutes will be dealing with the anatomy of a foolish woman. So that when you understand a foolish woman, you will choose to be a wise woman. And don't even think that you are wise until you have gone through this. Several years ago, while I was still a student on campus, I really cannot remember what I went through. But I know that in that season of my life, I decided to go through the book of Proverbs. I don't know what instigated that. Probably the promptings of the Holy Ghost. I went through it, and I was studying, and I was writing the things the Bible said about a foolish person. And in the book of Proverbs, I was able to get like 50-something things that were spoken about a foolish person. Now, I wrote those things. That was years ago. I left the university 2000. My master's was 2003, so it's not now, right? Hallelujah. Yeah. I just did my 25 years wedding anniversary. So I may not be as young as you think I am. Hallelujah. But anyway, when I finished writing that, I x-rayed my life in the light of scripture. It is not anybody that did it to me. I'm the only one that studied, took scripture, wrote them down, took my life, compared it with scripture. When I finished, I concluded I was a fool. If somebody had told me you are foolish, I would have been angry. But I looked at some of the things that the Bible said then, and I saw that I was doing those things. So that amounted to foolishness. Then I began to reverse it. And so when I saw this topic, while I was praying, I felt the Lord was saying, your first teaching should be on the internal working of a foolish person. So that if you understand foolishness,
When people are saying they are wise, don't add yourself to the group of those people that are wise. You add yourself to the group of the foolish. Then you will use the word of God to remove yourself from that group. Are we together? Glory to God. The Bible said, and we'll run through it very quickly. I have like 14 things I want to drop. Now, a fool is someone who is foolish, who is wicked, or lacks wisdom and discernment, often with emphasis on their action and their relationship with God or others. So a foolish person is also a wicked person. A foolish person is somebody that lacks wisdom and lacks discernment. So number one, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, it said, a fool despises wisdom and instruction. If you are a woman, and this will also bless the men, but because it's a woman's meeting, we're going to be talking to women more. If you are someone that always despises instruction, you are a fool. And that instruction could be anything. It must not be spiritual. It can be instruction about the way and manner you conduct your life affairs. It can be the way you talk, the way you dress, whatever it is. If you despise instruction, then you are a foolish person. Number two, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. He said, a fool is right in his own eyes. When you are always right in your eyes, someone is trying to draw your attention that why don't you pull yourself out of yourself and look at this matter in another light? You say, no, 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 no. As it was in the beginning, that is how it will always be. You can avoid this foolishness if you can expose yourself to the opinions of others with humility. He said, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, meaning that he's always opinionated. His opinion is the final option, the answer. He believes that this is the best that he can be. Number three, Proverbs 14:9, a fool makes a mockery of sin. A fool makes a mockery of sin. When you get to a place where you mock sin, where you see that, you believe that sin is not sin or whatever, the Bible calls you a fool. Number four, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 18. I don't want to stay there. That's easy for us to understand. A fool hides hatred with lying and utters a slander. Oh, a fool hides hatred with lying, and then he utters a slander. The woman of God said something very significant, that the way you know a foolish person and a wise person is by their lips. So what you are uttering out of your mouth, which is slanderous, is foolishness. Don't go around bad-mouthing everybody. Don't go around, it's either you're bad-mouthing the pastor or the pastor's wife or your boss in the office or the president or the keke man, anything you just see, you just release slander from your mouth. That is foolishness. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23, number 5, he said, a fool does mischief for sport. This is a person that takes up something that is very serious and he does it for the fun of it. You can call it April Fool or whatever, but that thing you did can be something that can cause the death of somebody, and you just did it for what? For the fun of it. A fool is someone that does mischief for sport. No, 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 you don't want to be found there. A fool has a perverted mouth. A perverted mouth, your mouth. It is said of the virtuous woman that she opens her mouth with wisdom. I will come back there. A perverted mouth, a mouth that is double-sided, someone that reverses the truth. You are seeing something that this thing is black and you are saying that it is white. And even when they are drawing your attention that this thing, I think it is black. You know, you are not humble enough to say, okay, I actually thought it was this, but maybe you just find a way. No, you keep insisting in your foolishness. That means you have a perverted mind. Number 7, a full trust in his own understanding. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. We're told in Proverbs 3, 3 to 5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your path. So it is wisdom that you don't always trust in your understanding. Lean not to your understanding. That is what the word of God says. The woman of God gave us Galatians 3:1. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? Part of what is communicated there is, I haven't begun in the spirit. Are you made perfect in the flesh? Foolishness is starting out a journey in the spirit and wanting to help God in the flesh. Foolishness is you beginning in the spirit. That business, before you started out, you went to God in the place of prayer. You cried to God before the first capital came. How come you have started this business and every opinion about the business is coming from the social media? How come everything about how you run your business is coming from the social media? Oh, this marriage that you are in, when you started it, you started with God. You had your conviction that this is the man that you should marry. How come you joined that group of women, call them baby whatever, under 5 or whatever, and every opinion they give you concerning your home is coming from a social media platform? You just go there, and my husband just did this one, and they say, don't give him food. Foolish woman, you will not give him food. Ratosi anamayeta, I came for you today. I will deliver you by fire. You will, that foolishness will leave your spirit in the name of Jesus. A foolish person is somebody that starts a journey in the spirit. That child came by the Spirit of God. Who is naming that child for you? Who is telling you how things should be done? And if your husband cannot buy one latest one thing, then the whole house will be in trouble for 6-7 months. Because somebody is telling you something out there. Foolishness. Foolishness. We're going to look at wisdom, but we need to come out of it. What are those things that you started in the spirit? What are those ventures that you kickstarted in the spirit? What did God say? When you found yourself in a crossroad, how come you did not go to the one that started it with you? Hallelujah. I worked with the government for 15 years. I worked from 2000 to 2015. And prior to that time, the Lord kept telling me, you will leave your job. I've always been in ministry from campus days to out of campus to all my life. And I was wondering, a government work is convenient. I called candle boat. What will make me leave this work? But the Lord said, when you get to the time, you will know. And when it got to that time, I knew my itinerary couldn't handle, I couldn't juggle both. I was taking too much excuse and permission from work. And I knew I had a series of encounters, and I knew that this was the time, let's leave all of that. And so 2015 December was the last time I ever earned the salary. I went to my husband and I told him, I said, it's time for me to leave my job. I want to leave my job. He smiled and he said, yes. He said, I know. I've always known that you will leave your job. But excuse me, ma. Go and get Kenneth Hagin's book on faith. And study all the faith you need to study. So that when you have needs, you will go and meet the person that told you to leave your job. Because it is not me that told you to leave your job. So when the needs come, I will do my bit, but you will not carry your own now. And now add and be doing like this. Aye, gazi, ane, gayeda. We laughed, but that was wisdom. Meaning that the leaving of my job was not from my husband. It was from the Lord. Hallelujah. That means that everything that has to do with my ministry and my calling should not be paid for by my husband. I should not carry the pressure of God and put it on that man. That would be foolishness. So every time the need comes, according to him, face the person that told you to leave your job. Hallelujah. Say wisdom. So what is that thing that you started with so much faith? You told your husband, honey, the way I'm feeling it, and God said I should leave my job. He said, wait more. Souls are perishing. Souls are dying. Souls will always be dying. You jumped out 3 months later. You have joined the perishing souls. Somebody say, wisdom. Put one hand on your head. Say, I drive foolishness from my life. Every demonic deposit of foolishness out in the name of Jesus. The next one, I don't know if it's 9. I know I have an 8A and 8B. I'm sure I just added that. But I think it should be your 9. Proverbs 29:11. He said, a fool utters his mind. Kalianos. Sibae. Zeyena. Radada. Ekaleke. Asaratosia. Let me just tell you my mind. Let me tell you. And see, can I speak pidgin English? See, I don't carry water for mouth. I dey talk am as it dey. I know they fear this. Ma, tell you my mind. Oh, foolish woman. It's a foolish person that alters his mind. A wise person will be able to look at something. You will hold it. He said, and Mary kept these things in her heart. The ability for you to keep things, the ability for you to retain things is wisdom. Who else should tell the world that she's pregnant if not Elizabeth? Read about her here. She's a woman that should go on social media and do like this. Bah. 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 But when she became pregnant, she hid the baby for 5 months. It is foolishness to be revealed prematurely. It is foolishness to open what you should close. It is foolishness to carry to a public space what should be in a private space. Some of us are social media savvy, controlled by the social media. My son just got promoted. My greatest wayek is this. My this, da 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 da, yeah. Everything about your life is on the social media platform. For some of you, when we read your status, we know if you are quarreling with your husband. You just write, this world is not my own. Or you write, and the way they are, that's not how they are. By one thing that we read on your status, we say she's quarreling now. The atmosphere is not okay. And when you are okay, we also see it. But the ability for you to be a king, king rule by decree, king rule by wisdom, to sit on your throne, steward a realm, carry a face that nobody can predict you. Money just entered your life. We can rate you that something has changed. Is it possible for 10 million to enter your life and you will not buy a shoe? That before you are buying it, when you are thinking is, for her to buy this thing, I mean, she have like 3M. It's like 30. You know, some of us, once we have, I don't know the English word, you'll be rising. like a goosey soup that they forgot to put inside the fridge. You know how, you just... Just swear. Just rise like flour. For how much? For how much? Your body will be citing you. Wisdom is the ability to retain even anger. It is easy for you to lash out. But you see, it takes strength to hold yourself back and walk away quietly. A foolish person utters everything in his mind by words and actions. Some of us, we are not saying it with our words, but our actions. You are hitting the door, bam, opening it, bam. Everything is, you are moving like an elephant, and you are small, you are not tall. Once we see you moving like this, the children will just say, gagang, gang. Something has happened. Part two of the movie. No. That level of foolishness will be far removed from our lives. In the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes 2:14, he says, a fool works in darkness. He works in darkness. The darkness I want to look at here is in 2:9-11. It says that he that hates his brother and doesn't walk in love is in darkness. So when you are not walking in love towards your brother, you are in darkness. And that the Bible looks at it as foolishness. Ecclesiastes 5:4, a fool doesn't pay his vow. When you vow, and we use so much money to send you SMS, that the SMS money is more than the vow that you vow. A kind reminder, ma. Just to remind you, sir. Just to, they've sent you how only you vow the vow. They did not force you. But now we have to send you 1,000 SMS in an apologetic way for you to pay your vow. The Bible calls you a fool. Is it 11 or 12? A fool is swallowed up by his own lips. A fool is swallowed up by his own lips. Mark 11:23 says you will have what you say. So if you keep speaking foolishness, it will swallow you up. It should be 13 now. A fool says in his heart, there is no God. A fool says in his heart, there is no God. And don't be quick to say, no, I cannot say. When you live your life as if there is no God, when you take all your decisions by yourself, without asking somebody, without deferring to the person, you're indirectly saying there is no God. So it is not with your lips. There is the one of your lips saying there is no God. But the way you conduct your life, are you living out your life in such a manner that it looks as if really there is no God? Let me see if I can move. Two more. A fool is a slothful person. He will not roast this game. A foolish person will go through the rigors of going to the bush to go and hunt a game. When he gets to the house, he becomes too lazy to complete it. If you are a good starter and you are not a finisher, you are a foolish person. Our Father is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Jesus said, the work that the Father gave me to finish. Some of us, our nature, we are good beginners. But you see, it is he that endures to the end that will be saved. So there are certain things that will happen in your life that will make you want to jump out, that will make you want to run out. There are things that will make you want to just throw in the towel and say no, and that you cannot stand this. You must learn how to go back to the Lord. You must learn how to sit down with God and walk through the storm, because life will have its storms. I tell people that when you see people celebrating 25 years, 30 years, 35 years, it is not only love that sustained it. that at a stage, somebody is stepping down for somebody. At a stage, somebody is the one leading. At a stage, another person is the one leading. At another stage, you just get to yourself and you tell to your the stage and tell yourself, where am I going to at this stage? What's out there? I have a phrase. It's a Delta phrase. Pero luvle. Let it go. You just get to a place. This one, no need. How long will you continue? This type, go ahead, not out, but by prayer and rice. They just stress you. Just go to cook one hot rice. Maybe oil rice with a little pepper. Don't sit on dining table, though. Sit on the floor or in the kitchen. Just face fan. Eat the food well. Wash your hand by the side. Sleep. When you wake up, you'll be all right. Life will continue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's simple wisdom. The Bible says, let the older women teach the younger one. I know one or two things. Both of my children are graduates. So I can tell you one or two things that sustains the home. At times, as they just start the talk, you just do like this. Tomorrow we'll look at family. So I don't want to touch family. I don't even have power for Kore. As you are just, why did you? So that no verse now is now another problem. Because after a while, before I start talking, you have done. After I've shouted on the pulpit and prayed for how many hours, which energy do I want to use to quarrel with? I don't have the energy. You just do like this. And then you get to a place that the marriage has moved to the place that you are brothers, you are sisters, you are friends. Right now, the biological children are not at home. In fact, when they call, they say, how is your husband? I say, how is your father? That's the stage. So we must love each other. Hallelujah. Amen. Meaning that at times, I will do like this and say, it's your beans that is sweet. Can you cook beans? Hallelujah. I usually tell my husband, I said, I don't know how to on generator. It is only when you are not at home that I know how to on generator. Some of you women, you are too strong. Before they do like this, you have carried. Before you do like this, you have carried. People like us. Soft landing. If we do the one that they will beat you, you don't like this, your face. We don't have men that beat our wives. No, we don't have them. Eh? And we don't have women that their spirit is calling for pity. You know, some people are just, come, beat me now, beat me now. Oh, you've not seen some? I've been a pastor for years. It's like when they give them, they will now become. We don't, that's not part of our, it's not in our lineage, not at all, not at all. You just run away. There's a place for Joseph's wisdom. You flee. You run. When you know that the man is angry like that, enter the room, lock the door. Hallelujah. Be praying loud. They're waiting for you to come out. You now go to the door. If they have not slept, hey, kaya baba ba, ye ke ke ke, ye ka 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 ka, hey ke 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 ka kaya, hey. Let there be peace. My daughter went to boarding house. She will tell me. I say I went to boarding house. I say dodge. Wake up in the morning. I say it's not every time you don't know how to be smart. Street smartness. Carry all your things. The senior send you message. Run. I taught her. It's not another me. I taught her. Street sense. It's not every time that. Why will you be the only child that they are sending message in this full school? Because you are good. The child is good. No. Your child cannot be good. I collect that title. Hallelujah. The child is smart. They send you. You are coming. You are coming. Sense. At times, it is those kind of sense that will keep your home. So we'll look at the home tomorrow. Let me not enter that. A fool, the last one I want to say, likes to make excuses. There is a lion in my street. That's how the Bible puts it. There is a lion in my street. The reason why I'm not doing this is because of that and because of... No. No. Some of you have advantage of territory. Some of you have advantage of the kind of families that you came from. Some of you came from a good background, good educational background. You are in the city of Lagos. I came from Sapele. It's marriage that took me there. I was giving birth to in the city of Jos. Grew up in Jos all my life. Eventually came to Lagos. Stayed with my elder brother. And was schooling in Delta State University. So Lagos to school, Lagos to school. The last day of my exam, that's when my husband caught me. Leave that story. And so it's moving from Jos a city to Lagos a city to, not Wario, Sapele. But it was the wisdom of God to hide me in a cave for a season. Hallelujah. From that city, I've gone all over the world. From that city, I've been able to build ministries that cuts across the globe. Instead of complaining, which I did in my earlier life, I was finding every reason to uproot us out of the land. I saw that the wisdom of God that was that I needed to stay there. It was there that the Lord taught my hands to war and my fingers to fight. I was more of a northern person that was free-minded and open-minded. But when I entered a warfare territory, that's where this woman was honed. I discovered that, no, you can't live life like that. You must be a fighter. The territory brought that out of me. You are fighting for your children. You are fighting for your husband. You are fighting. Most times fighting on your knees consistently to break glaring spiritual strongholds. And the Lord said, when you are able to dominate, I will give you the nations. And then he said, go to Abuja. Go to Lagos. And he started opening the doors. He said, when you conquer, then I will open. Then Africa started opening. And now we're looking at the wider space. So don't make excuses. You are in a territory that things can easily gravitate towards you. You are in this kind of church where you have the word of God. Some of us, we grew ourselves. Thank God for the brothers I have that are people of the faith. So you get this book, you read, you get that book, you read. We didn't have advantage of social media. You have the advantage. You have lots of things that you have. So what really is your excuse? I started a business with 30,000 naira. I grew it into millions. I will come. I had my child. I will come at times, travel, come to Lagos. The same day, buy goods. By 4 o'clock, I'm on my way back. I will eat in the bus. You are not coming from Sapele to buy in Lagos. You are inside Lagos where you have these things available. But you prefer to ask for urgent 2K. It's foolishness. You see, my husband does not used to hear my word. My husband, he does not respect me. Come home one day and say, honey, dance, and just be spraying him. You will know. You will come and tell me. I
I don't want to stay. I'm tempted to move towards home, but I'm pulling myself out. Two foolish women in the Bible. 1 Kings 3:16-28. Two foolish women. When I was a child, I've always been a Christian. I started giving my life to Christ from when I knew myself. Hallelujah. Anytime we watch Born in Hell, we'll give our life to Christ. So if you ask me which time now, I will tell God, God, you see this 1,000 times that I've been giving my life, find the one that you know is the real one. Take that one. But since I was a child, though, I've been giving this life to you, so there's no other life. Especially when people want to tell you that if you don't know the exact date, there's no way I can know the exact date because I've been giving this life. They dedicated me in church every time. We'll go for all night. They'll tell you if you sleep, the demon they are casting from the people that are sleeping, we enter the world. It's us. We grew up in those kind of environment always. So we have in church, they taught this about Solomon. Let me run. And I looked at it and said, one wise woman said, don't kill the child. But when I grew up, I discovered that both of them are foolish. One was so foolish that she slept too much as she rolled on her baby. How foolish are you? Before you judge her, look at yourself. What is that baby that God gave you that you've been sleeping on and you've rolled on the child and you killed that child? Another was so foolish that they collected her child and changed the identity of the child. Because if they had left the cloth on the child, the mother would have said, this is what I wore my baby. This is my baby. So she was sleeping so much, they collected and they changed. But there was another woman by the name of Elizabeth. When it was time, in a day where women didn't have a voice, and maybe in the naming ceremony she was not called, when it was time to give the child a name, she was a wise woman. She said, not so. Not Zachariah. Not Zachariah. Don't pattern him after another order. Don't change his identity. Call this one John. He's not coming after the order of his father. He's coming after another order. God has given some of us visions. We are not able to carry the vision to term. We are not able to steward pregnancies. We are not able to travel in the place of prayer. We sleep so much that we roll on our vision. And before your eyes, the very thing that the Lord called you to do, he has given it to somebody else. He kept telling you, do that clothing line. Procrastination. I will do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. I don't have this. I don't know how to do that. I don't have that. Then one day, the exact thing, the name and everything, you see somebody else doing it. Because God will not strive. But there's mercy in this meeting. Hallelujah. A foolish woman, Job's wife, Job 2 verse 9, she spoke foolishly. The Bible says she spoke foolishly. Job said, how come you are speaking like one of the foolish women? Vashti, her foolishness was in her disrespect, a public disrespect of her husband. Public disrespect of her husband. We don't know the background. We don't know the things that happened. But that was not the time and the place for that action that she took. It was foolishness. Sapphira, Mrs. Foolish. Abigail did not follow her husband in foolishness. Sapphira joined her husband in foolishness. Women, there are times you should not join your husband. I did not tell you to fight with him. There is a way to go about it. She could not salvage that situation. She followed him in the foolishness and she died the death of a fool with her husband. You are saying that this man is making a wrong mistake. Look at the wife of Haman. He told Haman, if he's a Jew, you will be destroyed. So she knew her husband was doing so many things, but this way is not the route that you should take. The two women that agreed to eat their babies, the first one was a foolish one. Said, I will eat mine first. Let's eat my own first. Why would we not eat your own first? When they are finished eating her own, He said, help, O king. So you can cry to the king before. Foolish women. Lot's wife. Another foolish woman. How come servants and maids were given to you? You entered the land of Sodom as at the time of your exit. You cannot count 10. A wise woman builds her home. And this home we are looking at is not just her immediate family, because Abraham was making petitions. If I find 50, if I find 40, if I find this. Now, the background to this is that there was contention between Abraham's servants and Lot's servants. If Abraham had 300, forget the rest. These 300 have wives, children. That's just the army, though. We don't know the ones that are farmers. How are you feeding them and all of that? So we're looking at nothing less than 1,000. And then there's contention between my servant and your servant because both have grown. We are expecting that Lot should not have less than 300. How come, Mrs. Lot, you were not able to steward your home that you entered Sodom and the 300 that was given to you left? And as at the time of exit, even your children, you lost your children. Because what kind of children will say, let me sleep with my father, and the next person will sleep with the father? They gave birth to the two worst tribes in the Bible, Ammon and Moab. Mrs. Lot, what happened to you? A few weeks ago, my daughter was ordained as a pastor. That's one of my greatest joy. The ability for you to not be on point in everything, and you cannot carry your children and bring them to God. Your children should know your faith. They will start by following you, but they should get to a place that that faith now becomes their faith. The faith that was in the grandmother, that is in the mother, that is now in you, Timothy. If you are not able to pass your faith to your children, you are a failure as a woman. That's hard, right? But we need this hardness. Because there's so much foolishness that women are doing. The woman that we tell the daughter, your mates, they know they bring. It's the mother that is pushing the daughter out there. But we are women that walk in wisdom. We must value wisdom. Wisdom. Proverbs 14:1 says, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish one tears it down. Proverbs 24:3 says, through wisdom, a house is built. So if we're looking at wisdom, we're looking at building and capacity to build. Wisdom is a builder. If you read Proverbs 8, take it down. It says, I was there at the beginning of creation when the Lord did this, when the Lord formed me, when God wants to start anything, the first thing he brings is wisdom. The beginning of creation is wisdom. So don't start out any venture, whether it's marriage, relationship, business, whatever it is, without wisdom. Wisdom is key in our life. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 14. A wise woman is a prophetic woman. A wise woman is a prophetic woman. So let's go to Proverbs. I know you have read the story of the virtuous woman, and the choir sang it today, but can we look at it a little bit more differently? I'll just pick some things for the sake of time. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he hath no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the day days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. I'll come to all of that. She's like the merchant ship and bringeth her food from afar. Take note of that. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is night. The next one says she considers a field and she buys it. That's prophetic. You bring your food from afar. The ability for you to have insight, foresight, to see something from far and pull it into the present is wisdom. You don't wait until it has crashed. Strong perception. I perceive the Shunammite woman. I perceive that this man is a man of God. That's wisdom. And then she took steps, and that steps gave her a baby. Hallelujah. So a wise woman is a prophetic woman. The woman that understands that you cannot navigate life without sight. The Bible says seeing eyes and hearing ears, they come from the Lord. Who is as blind as my servant and deaf as my messenger? You should be able to see things before they happen. Everybody has not been called to the office of a prophet, but every one of us should be prophetic. Because the church that was given birth to in Acts chapter 2 was a prophetic church. He said, when the Holy Ghost comes, you will prophesy, right? You will dream dreams, right? You will see vision, right? That's the definition of prophetic. Don't add any other thing to it. To hear the voice of God, accurately understand it, interpret it, and act is being prophetic. How many homes would have been saved, salvaged, if the mothers were prophetic? I had a dream one time. Long story short, my husband sold our house. And I was lamenting to my sister that, can you imagine? She now said, you've not even started the cry. That even the check they paid, it bounced. In the dream. When she said it, because we were in a place that was less than where we were. I was sitting, I carried my wrapper. And you know how you tie your wrapper? Like you are running to go, and I got up. I said, Jesus, what's this that is coming? I'm a dreamer, and I'm not. You must not believe in dreams, right? It is my sleep. It is my dream. It is me that have it. It is me that knows how it has guided me in my life. I cannot give you the Hebrew name of dream and the Greek interpretation of dream and explain to you dream is dream. And God works by dreams. We don't flip it to the extreme. You know, everything, they can take it this way and take it that way. That's not our business. Just learn the way God works with you. And I picked it. I shared it with him. I picked it up in prayers. Shortly afterwards, somebody came for him to sign a collateral, a referee for him. He signed. And then the person came back and they said, no, that's him. No, he had not signed. He was about to sign. And the person came and they said, any person that will do a referee for me must have a landed property and should come with the paper. My husband said, hey, okay, my wife saw it. I can't fall into this trap. So this is where they want to pass to collect this building. I will not sign. No sentiment, no emotions, because that person might have a good heart, but something has been said. He will make that mistake. It's the realm of the spirit. They've thrown a riddle. They've done something. Somehow he will fall into the trap and you will become a victim of you are not the one looking for the job. Are you seeing it? You will lose out. That savage that situation. That's wisdom of being prophetic. The ability for you to discern the voice of God. So a wise woman is a prophetic woman. Let me shift a bit from that. A wise woman is a woman that sits at the feet of Jesus. She's a woman of the word. Luke chapter 10 from 42. He said, Martha, Martha, you are distracted by many things. The word of God is wisdom. You cannot say you are a wise person when you don't give attention to God's word. Our wisdom is not from the world. It's not earthly. It's not devilish. It's not sensual. Our wisdom is from God's word. God's word has all the wisdom that you need in life. God's word has the counsel that you need. If you sit with God's word, when you open your mouth, people will be wondering where you are coming from. Mary was wise enough to give priority to the word of God. But you see, where you don't balance this is that you now become so much a word person that you also forget that this body needs attention. Do you understand? Because after Jesus rebuked Martha, Jesus still ate the food. He's our Lord and Savior Jesus. He still ate. Was Jesus not angry and caused the fig tree? In your mind now, you feel that it was a holy anger. He went to the fig tree and Jesus was hungry. And he was angry. After he don't trek, you fig tree. Let me not do what is really mine. So after the word, Jesus ate. Wisdom is knowing what to do at the right time. First thing first. First thing first. First thing first. There was a season in my life. I've always been traveling because it was glaring. My husband knows what God told me. But there was a season where it wasn't as much. And even at that, it was my husband that actually took my children to boarding house in their senior secondary. No, I didn't want them to go. He said, I said, no, leave these children. You want to carry the only two children that God gave me? You know how we can be dramatic like women? Before I turn, he has carried. Then I met my daughter and said, so you want to go? So two of you will just leave the house like that. And I know the father has a soft spot for her. She said, well, I said, she was in junior secondary. The boy was entering senior. I said, tell daddy that you will not go. She just walked up to her daddy. Daddy, I'm not going home. I will go in senior secondary. The father said, okay, it's okay. See the wisdom. I tell people, if you don't know Jesus, know John. If you know John, when you are sitting on the table, you will not join the disciples to be asking Mumu question. Is it I? 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 No, everybody is saying, is it I? There are two people that will not say, is it I? Peter and John, both of them know that it is not I. The I is among these people. The people now that don't have access are saying, is it I? 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 Is it... No, I may not know, have direct access to Jesus, but can I know John? You will get the information. Do you understand? May God release that wisdom to you. And so, he told me that the reason why I'm releasing these children is because you have an international ministry. I want to train them to be independent so that when it gets to that time, so while they were in their boarding houses, I don't take preaching engagement on my children's visiting days. I went to a boarding house and I know how painful it will be when children are sitting outside and waiting for their parents. If I'm anywhere, I will fly into that school. And I, oh Jesus, I will carry all the things that carry people, like bring home to them. Even while they were in university, to the point that my daughter was telling me that every week her friends would tell her that your mommy have not come. I used to fly through worry, but because they were in Benson in the Hosa University, I changed my route to Benin Airport. As I'm going, I'll carry food. As I'm coming, my husband will say, you will spoil these children. I say, allow me to spoil them. Let me spoil them. Let them know my food, because a time will come. There will be a way. and they've been away. Yes. I say, so now, let me spoil them. Let them know their mother's food, wisdom. Madam Rice, your children don't know your food. You are too lazy to cook for your children. My own problem is my husband will tell me I cook too much. As I'm traveling, there's this soup, there's that soup, there's this, there's that. It is tough. Then I have people to fill up. You will not come to my house and say it's because she traveled. No, you can't fault me there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh. Women, praise the Lord. And it's not only this kind of food. Oh. Regezuga yikaye. When you come back, you do settlement so that when you want to go, they will allow you to go. Interpret settlement. Don't miss tomorrow. I will tell you the interpretation of settlement. Tell your neighbor, in case you don't want to go, come. She will tell you how to settle. Hallelujah. Men, praise the Lord. It's true. A man is squeezing every day in church, squeezing. You say it's anointing. Gabby, calming down. Calming. Kalego Zegeye. Is it Pastor Victor? What did they call you? When Pastor Victor comes and he's, you're not praying. Will you pray? Come and pray. Don't pray. What sister like that? Run and go and meet sister. What's her name? Pastor Turayo. As he said, Pastor, said to, so that we'll have peace in church. This fire. Is he Holy Ghost fire? Where is it coming from? Please, after service, so that on Wednesday we can pray well. Are we blessed? I try to make the word of God practicable. This heaven is not too hard. There's already stress in this world. Don't add stress to stress. Do you understand? Some warfare is not necessary. Some called for. Martha, you are distracted by many things. What are the many things that you have put to your house? You volunteered in this group, volunteered in that group, volunteered in the other group, volunteered in that. Some of you need to sit down and ask yourself, should I be in all of this group? Wisdom is that you downsize. And for some of us, wisdom is that you have too many friends. Reduce them. Years ago, I heard a man say, too many friends waste too many hours. You don't need 20 friends in your life. Just have those that are, you know. And then one or two, look at Jesus Christ, the model. He has the one, John. He has the three, Peter, James, and John. He has the 12. Then he has what? The 70. You should have these structures in your life. Now, wisdom is that don't make somebody that's supposed to be the 70 to become the one. And don't make somebody that's supposed to be the one your 70. That is where being prophetic is. You don't judge with the seeing of the eyes or the hearing of the ears. She read it. When the seventh spirit rests upon you, one of the things it does is that it makes you see who should be in your close circle. There are people that can enter your bedroom. There are people that should stop in your waiting room. There are others outside the gate. That is where you attend to them. There are some, they should not even know your address. It's wisdom. You should know who should bring. All this, they betrayed me. Friends will let you down. No, what kind of friends do you have? If you have the right friends, you will reduce betrayal. You know what to say and what not to say. So what are the things that are distracting us from our wife duties, our house duties, our motherly duties, our calling or whatever? Sit down and talk to yourself and do something about it. Okay, let me try to round off with this too. I just have 5 minutes. Prayer. I want to emphasize that Esther, she's hit on that. A wise woman is a praying woman. So I will leave that. Probably touch on that tomorrow evening. Our last session, probably after the question and answer. Just use it to stir us up. The last one I want to take. In looking at company. When they flogged the disciples, the Bible said they returned to their company. Can we go to Psalms 1? I will read that and I'll be done. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of discomfort. What is your company? When Mary received the angelic visitor, he told her that your cousin Elizabeth is with a child. There was no place that the angel told Mary, I've read my Bible countless times, go and visit your cousin. Was that instruction given? He just said, oh, your cousin is with a child. But you see, wisdom demanded that she goes to somebody that is carrying a promise like she's carrying. Because he said to her, that many arrows will pierce you. It's the same thing that will happen to Elizabeth. But when she met someone that was carrying a vision that she was carrying, the baby leaped. Your company as a woman will determine if your baby will leap or if your baby will die. He said, let the older women teach the younger ones. We have seen a generation that cursed their mothers, cursed their fathers, and they say, we don't have need of you. So they make the mistakes that they shouldn't make. If I've been married for 25 years, there's one or two things that I can tell you. Do you understand? That you will not see written anywhere. It's just wisdom that I've come with. Yes. So in your company, you must have 3 sets of people. You must have those that are above you. You must have those that are on the same level with you. And you must have those that are beneath you. Wisdom. When you have somebody that is on top, that's the person that you can run to for counsel. That's the person in court that if there's something that is higher than you in the home, you can speak to that person. You don't want to be speaking to somebody on the same level or somebody that is underneath you for something that is higher than they are. Like, for example, if you are the friend of God's servant and you are in this church, it will be wrong for her to be telling you anything about her husband, who is your pastor and her pastor. But she can go to Apostle Arome and the wife. Do you understand? You are seeing the chain. She can speak at that level. And maybe there are others too in the network at that level that they can talk to. And whatever is here can... You'll be shocked that she that maybe something is going on, she's the wife, she can handle it. You that you are the friend that is a member, when she tells you that thing, you'll be shocked that you thought you had capacity. As pastor is preaching, you say, this tongue that he speak, after he has finished speaking it, now he'll now be asking for sex. How will they concern you? Hallelujah. Do you understand? It's not your business. But if he tells it to someone that is higher, that, my husband, whatever, there's a way they can manage that situation that it doesn't flow out to the congregation. So you want to be able to know your company. You want to have wise people that can teach you one or two things Recently, I've called a number of people and sat down with this set, and I'll see that, they're indebted. How did it happen? How much is your salary? How much is your wife's salary? Come. Oh, yeah. Give me paper. Let's write. Let's draw a budget. You don't know how to cook efo. Yes, very healthy. Small fresh tomatoes, enough crayfish with that alefo green, fresh. It's okay. When you grow up, add shrimp and periwinkle. For this your age, it's not healthy. Hallelujah. Yes, malt is not healthy. Juice is not healthy. Water is very healthy. Palm oil rice. Get the rice. Palm oil. Enough crayfish. Boil egg. For the children. For the adult, it has cholesterol. It's not healthy. Hallelujah. When you grow, it is healthy. Do you understand? You see, this simple wisdom will save you a lot of things. My slogan, I cannot impress you and depress myself. I'm going to the spa. Because spa what? Go and hit your back on the wall. Do like this. Everything will be set. Then when you get to spa level, you go to spa. You know why? My time is up. Lagos has a way of defining ones. Like everybody did not come from Ibukurusu. We all don't have villages. Hey, especially when you are in Lekki. You have forgotten that packaging does not cast out demon. That it was demon that drove you from your village. You now came and saw flyover and technology. You have changed. The demon is waiting for you like this. And just downsizing. You don't need this at this level. You don't need that at this level. You don't need this at this level. We're able to manage the finances of people. You can do moi-moi. You can do this. You can do that. Just simple wisdom. Who is in your space? It is foolishness for you to say we don't want third party. What's your definition of third party? Define third party well. Then you will know if you need third party or not. Because some of us just say, no third party, no third party. What exactly is third party? Who, your pastor's wife is third party in your home? Do you understand? If your pastor's wife is third party in your home, who should intervene in your home? So we must be able to define what is third party and what is not third party. I believe you have been blessed. There's so much. I just touched three. We'll see how we'll go tomorrow. I'm trusting the Lord that you will come into a place of strength. I'm trusting the Lord that you will be energized and fortified. I will end with prayer because I want us to just pray for like 3-4 minutes. Church A, look and get this. I am a woman that was raised by a praying mother. My mother has 9 children. 7 of us are pastors. You may not hear her name. Some of you might. Some I've heard of Apostle Ernest Paul. If you've heard, he's my elder brother. I saw that woman salvage things on her knees. There was no night I would wake up, I would not hear my mother's voice. When things were tough, my mom belongs to all the prayer band you can think of. CAC prayer band, Deeper Life prayer band, Winners prayer band. Just call, just any prayer band. If you don't hear, pray, find my mother. She's there. The only thing is you will not find her in the... She will tell you that this is all I have. I saw her salvage things in the home by prayer. A lot of wisdom came on her knees. Instruction to us came on her knees. She would tell this child, God told me this is who you will marry. And if she's seen the one that she will not tell you anything, she will go on her knees. That relationship will scatter. There's no need to talk to her. That's the kind of, you can't lie to her. She will tell you, tell me now, because if I go and come, I will beat you first for making me go to pray. Then I'll now beat you the second one for. So just tell her the truth. She will tell you how it happened. That's the kind of home I grew up in. And so I can tell you that I understand Agbara power that comes on your knees. You can't talk wisdom without prayer. Men ought always to pray, and women too, in case you said it's men they are talking to there. You want to walk in wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. If you fear God, you will go on your knees. You will spend time in His presence. You say your husband, he know they hear word. Correct his head in the place of prayer. You say, oh, I've been giving, you understand what I, please don't take my statement out of context. Social media people. Carry him as a burden. Carry him to the place of prayer. The Lord will release the wisdom that he needs. Wisdom at times is to be quiet. It's wisdom to leave the matter. There is nothing you cannot tackle. I will share one story and I'm done on the power of prayer. At a stage in our lives, my husband had always had a car. I didn't have them. And it was not a problem to me. It's a small city. We could navigate. He picks me, does his work. The day he's not around, I fly Okada. And I'm one of those people that used to like that breeze. You know how God had to deliver me. You know the breeze. And so I started growing, you know, so that you really know that I'm going, you know. I had that shop just doing well and all of that. But I didn't have my own personal car. And so somebody came to my shop. Till tomorrow, I don't know if he's an angel or not. He checked, it was a Saturday, checked, didn't really buy anything, was leaving. And I was not like, I said, I need to close. I close early on Saturdays. He said, oh, how are you going home? You know, ordinarily, I should not even respond because I don't even know you. And I just said, I would either take a bike. And I said, my friend, don't tell me you have this kind of shop and you don't have a car. You know how you'll now be looking like Siwa Halao. He left. A series of events to save time happened that 1, 2, 3, 4 persons all made the same statement. At that stage, I knew that it was time. And so I began to ask the Lord, give me a car. And I told God, this one that you delayed in giving me car since, now I will not settle for Tukumbo, Sierra Rubber. Because there's no money in the account for the car. So instead of me to be praying, and all this prayer is for Tukumboka, I better pray this prayer. Terrible. It's the energy that will give me this one, that will also give me this one. If there was money, I would have. But now that there's no money, let me channel this prayer. And I started, until a day in a vision, I saw the car. A black car. I came out and I told my husband, I've seen my car. God have given me a car. He said, really, what's the name? I said, I don't know. My husband said, my wife. I'll say, my husband. I said, I don't know the name of the car, but I know the color of the car. He said, what's the color? I say, black. He said, okay. Shortly after, somebody came to visit. I was not at home. The person left. And he was excited. He said, do you know so? I said, no name. I said, listen, came to the directed him to come and see me. And the person even dropped this thing. And the person said, if you need anything, we should ask. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, what did you ask? He said, my wife. I said, what did you ask? He said, no, I did not ask for anything. I just said, let's be friends. I said, did the man tell you that he's looking for a friend? did he tell you that he does not have friends? So he left his house now to come and visit you because he's friend. He said, that's why I don't like telling you anything, because once I tell you, it will trouble me. Then I'll turn and go to the place of prayers. 2 weeks later, I went to meet him. Hey, my husband, that your friend. Let's visit your friend. You have started, though. I think you say he's your friend. Friends used to visit each other. Let's visit your friend. Settled in prayer. Oh yeah, let's go, because if we don't go now, I know you. You will not let me rest. Thank you, sir. And we went to visit the man. The man was excited when we see it on me. In my place, when you visit, we'll drop wine. And usually we attach money because they say the wine can roll. So we don't want it to roll. So we use money to support. And it could be anything. So the man said, your wife came. He put wine. And he put 100,000, 2016, to support the wine. As he was putting it, I was collecting it. I was looking at my husband. Shey, you say you don't want to visit this your friend. Then we had the discussion. Then we're going, the man was just excited. I love young couple. I love this. Your husband is a good man. I've told him if he needs anything, he will tell me. That was all I needed. I said, yes, sir. He needs a car. The two are one. I didn't know. If I need, you need. He was looking, I was not looking at him. He needs a car. The man said, really? What kind of car? I told him. How much? I told him. Wisdom. I was prepared. Wisdom. When your door opens, that's not the time you say, let me go and find out. Do you know the protocol officers and how God cleared that road for us to assess that man? Then you say, let me come back. The door don't close. I was positioned. Rahab, a woman of faith. Hey, Katosia. Ah, that's wisdom. You are at the gate. You know what to do. You know when to strike. The man gave me the money. Before we left, 3-4 days, the money dropped. By the time we went to shop, got the car, black color was not there. I said, no. I will change the brand, but I won't change the color. God showed me the color. After 1 month, I was still flying bike. My husband was upset. They will not know that I've bought car. I said, bike that I've been flying for how many years? Is it how many months I want to wait? God showed me black. Paid for that car in August. There was no black. Politicians had bought the black. That was the period they were using for. So it was all sold out. By January, my car was the first black car of that brand to be imported inside the nation. When it came, everything was changed. Alloy rim, everything. If you look at the previous one, and it was the difference. I knew why God showed me the color. He needed me to wait. If I've taken the older model, in 3 months, the difference was too sharp. In the place of prayer, wisdom came. My husband's heart responded. The man, he calls a ravenous bird from the east. The man was aligned to come. Everything fell in place. How come you are asking the same question when I'm there? Prayer, wisdom, instruction, open the door, rise to your feet. Pray. Pray. If I share testimonies here, you'll be shocked. You have just 3 minutes. By God's grace, tomorrow we'll have time to pray. Wisdom brings you into alignment. Wisdom orders your step. Wisdom brings men into alignment. Instead of fighting with your husband and fighting with your uncle, pray.
more minutes. Wisdom is divine ability to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. He said she opens her mouth with wisdom. In her tongue is the law of kindness. One more minute. I walk in wisdom. I walk in wisdom. I walk in wisdom. In Jesus' name. Hold somebody's hand, one person, and pray wisdom into their life. Be conscious that you are a carrier of wisdom. Release wisdom into their life. Say, banish foolishness away. You are a wise man, you are a wise woman. Anything that has to do with foolishness, leave him. He said, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a spirit. Let that spirit rest upon you now. Let that spirit rest upon you now. Wisdom is a builder. True wisdom, a house is built, business is built, ministry is built. Wives, you need wisdom. I've seen ministries crumble because the pastor's wives were not wise. I had to send a pastor friend to somebody. I said, tell her, if she continues like this, everybody will leave the church. You are praying so much, but the actions are wrong. You need wisdom. Let the spirit of wisdom rest upon. 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 Let the spirit of wisdom rest upon you. I want to take the prayer our mama took earlier, that some foolishness is sponsored by a realm. Whatever that foolishness is, that you have come under that cloak. Your husband, your wife have come under that cloak and they are not even aware that they are being driven by a spirit. In the name that is above every name, we break the stronghold of that spirit in the name of Jesus. Break! Be broken! 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 Every dark cloud over your home, we push it out. We push it out. We release the savor and the perfume and the aroma of God of peace into your home. From today, you walk in wisdom. We are wise women, wise master builders. In Jesus' name. God bless you.